Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and it's my honor and a pleasure to lead us in this time of prayer and devotion this morning. We're continuing in our reading of Sarah Young's devotional called Jesus Calling. The first line of today's devotion says, "Meet me in the early morning splendor." Meet me in the early morning splendor. God is calling us to meet God wherever the Lord may be found. When she wrote this first line of this devotion, it made me think of Psalm 27, verse 4. It reads like this: "One thing I ask of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in God's temple. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after." That's a little contradictory to me, because oftentimes I find myself overwhelmed by the busyness of life. Oftentimes I find myself overwhelmed by the tasks that I have to complete each day. And if you're anything like me, I would sense, or I would assume, that you find yourself overwhelmed by those overwhelming circumstances from time to time. When we want to get one task done, something else comes up. When we feel like we can focus on our spouse, we have to deal with something at the job. When we feel like we can get our children off to school, something comes up. We got to make sure that they get to school with the right clothes and with the right materials. We got to do this and get them to their extracurricular activities. Sometimes I wish, and maybe you as well, that I had a singularity of focus. I want to work on this one task. I want to focus on this one thing, and I'll be able to move to the next. As long as I get this one thing done with excellence, I'll be satisfied. And then I can move on to the next. Well, friends, I've come to learn, and like many of you have come to learn as well, that you're never going to be less busy than you are now. There's always going to be something in life. There's always going to be something that is going to be pulling and vying for our attention. There's always going to be something else that needs to be done, that needs to be taken care of. It may be like that in our daily living, but in our spiritual lives, we can have that singularity of focus. We can, and we actually must have that singularity of focus. The Bible tells us in Psalm 27 and verse 4, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that one thing is the only thing that I will seek after, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to seek the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in God's tabernacle, to inquire in God's temple." One thing, that one thing is to seek the presence of God. To seek the presence of God means that we are daily going in prayer and in devotion, trying to find a way. Lord, I need you in this moment. And in this moment, the only thing that I'm focused on is your presence, is your will, is your way. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all of God's righteousness, and everything else will be taken care of. Everything else would be added to us." What the text is saying, and what I'm trying to encourage us today, is that if we focus on that one thing, if we seek after that one thing, the presence of God, the righteousness of God, the face of God, then everything else will work itself out through prayer and discipline and with the presence of God. Like my mother would always tell me, everything is going to be all right. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for being with us and blessing us with your presence. God, we want to thank you for that and that alone. There's not much more that we need to say, oh God, because as we have awakened this morning, it was because of you. And because you have touched us with a finger of love, because you have started us on our way, God, with your presence and in your presence, we have the energy and the faith and the temerity to run on to see what the end is going to be. Lord, there are going to be so many things that vie for our attention and pull us away and want to drag us into different areas where we may be feeling overwhelmed, where we may be feeling stressed, oh God. But God, I want to remind everyone under the sound of my voice, God, I want you to remind us all that if we seek first your kingdom, if we seek your presence, then everything will be all right. Then everything will work out. We will have the ability and the gifts and the talents. We will be able to use all of that to do what you have called us to do for the common good. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your presence. And we pray right now that this day we will walk in your presence and that everyone who sees us and encounters us and interacts with us will be able to know that we are in the presence of God. And maybe those who may not know will come asking us, what must we do to be saved? What must we do to be in the presence of God? And Lord, give us the words to say in that moment what you would have us to say. Speak to us, God. We're listening. Walk with us, God. We are ready. We love you, O God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and praise in your presence. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our prayer call. I want to invite you to join us on Sunday morning for worship at 10 a.m. You can join us in person or online via Facebook Live, the website, or our YouTube channel. And as always, you can join us here Wednesdays at 7:14 a.m. for morning prayer and devotion. I look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Go with God and stay with God.